fire and causing one of the Moogs to go up in flames. The other one manages to throw himself out the door, flames dancing up his back. He's standing right in front of Ashwood's locked entrance, so I reach out with my telekinesis and tear the wrought iron gate off its hinges, crushing the Moog. "Think the others heard us?" I ask Adam as we step around the bent metal gate and into Ashwood Estates. "Our entrance did lack subtlety," Adam observes. Sam's voice crackles in my ear. "Four of them running up the access road," Sam warns. "Blasters ready." The access road is uphill with a slight bend at the top, after which we'll be at the housing development. There isn't a whole lot of cover on the way. "Stay behind me," I tell Adam. Just then, the Moogs come around the bend. They don't ask any questions before unleashing a volley of blaster fire. Adam leaps behind me just as my shield deploys. It's like a parachute exploding out of my arm, the rippling crimson material spreading to absorb the blasts. Adam grabs hold of the back of my shirt. "Go forward," he says. I do, the shield absorbing more blaster fire as I press towards the Moogs. The bracelet is now a steady, numbingly painful buzz against my wrist. Carefully following my steps to keep from getting shot, Adam pops around the edge of the shield, gunning down two of the Moogs in one go. Realizing they're not making any progress, the other two try to retreat. I lower my shield and launch a fireball that explodes between them, knocking them both to the ground. Adam finishes them off with some well-aimed gunfire. Out of danger for now. My shield retracts back into my bracelet. "Not bad," I tell him.
"We're just getting started," he replies.
We run down the access road around the bend, and the opulent homes of Ashwood Estates finally come into view. There's no one out, and all the windows are dark. The whole place feels like a ghost town. To our right, I see Adam's old house, and a few houses down from that is the trash truck, and the high-tech chair the engineer was inspecting. The salvage teams, the engineer, and the general are nowhere to be seen.
"They're coming from the backyard," Sam yells.
Both Adam and I spin around in time to see a squadron of Moog warriors sneaking towards us between two of the houses. It would have been a pretty good ambush if we didn't have scouts perched in their trees. As they raise their blasters, Adam is ready. He stomps the ground, and a concussive wave of force rolls in their direction, pavement and chunks of grass rippling upward. The closest Moogs are completely thrown off their feet. Others stagger, and one of them accidentally discharges his blaster into another's back.
"I'll finish them off," I tell Adam.
"You go make sure they aren't calling reinforcements." Adam nods, then sprints across the lawn towards his old house. Meanwhile, next to the stunned Mogadorians, I notice a metal tank that came unmoored from where it was attached to a house. With my hearing focused, I can hear a faint hiss emanating from the tank. I almost laugh at my luck. It's a gas line. I launch a fireball at the Moogs before they can collect themselves. It whizzes right by the lead Moog, who I think actually smirks at me, thinking that I've missed in those 2 seconds before the propane tank explodes, incinerating the lot of them. The windows of the two adjacent houses are all blown inward from the force, large black singe marks forming on the outside, grass burning. I have to stop myself from appreciating the destruction. It feels almost cathartic to destroy this place, to tear down what the Moogs have built after how many times they've torn down my attempts at a normal life.
"Damn, dude," Sam says in my ear. "We felt that over here."
I yank my walkie-talkie off the back of my jeans.
"What's it look like, Sam?"
"You're clear," he says. "It's weird. I thought there'd be more of them."
"They could be down in the tunnels," I reply, starting towards the house Adam rushed into.
I scan the empty windows as I go, wary of any Moogs who might be lying in wait.
It's just too damn quiet. And that huge-ass general guy, Sam says, he wasn't with the ones you blew up.
I'm crossing the lawn towards Adam's house when the front window shatters and Adam's body comes flying out. His legs smack hard against the porch railing, and he's turned head over heels, flipped like a rag doll, into the front yard. I run to him as he shakily tries to pick himself up. "What happened?" I shout.
"Father isn't happy," he groans,
looking up at me as I crouch down over him. There's a huge piece of glass sticking out of his cheek, a trickle of dark blood running down his neck. He yanks it out and tosses it aside.
"Can you get up?" I ask, grabbing his shoulder. Before Adam can answer, a booming voice interrupts.
"Number 4.
The general strides confidently through the front door, looking down at me from the porch. He's huge and muscular. The tattoos splashed across his pale skull are way more intricate than any Moog I've seen outside of Cetricus Ra. I sense motion behind him. Other Mogadorians. I can't be sure how many. They don't come out of the house. It's almost like the general wants to do this alone. I stand up and face him, my hands glowing and hot, a fireball floating in my palm. "You know who I am, huh?" I ask him.
"Indeed. I have long hoped we would meet."
"Uh-huh. If you know me, then you know you don't stand a chance against me." I crane my neck to look past him. "None of you do." The general actually smiles.
"Very good. Bravado. A welcome change of pace. The last Lorik I encountered ran. I had to stab him in the back."
I decide I've had enough talk, and whip the fireball at him. The general sees it coming, hunkers low, and in one surprisingly fluid motion, draws his sword from its sheath. He slices the air in front of him just as the fireball gets close, and the glowing Mogadorian blade absorbs my attack. Not good. The general leaps off the porch, sword raised above his head, and brings it down in a vicious arc towards me. He's fast. Way faster than the other Moogs I've been fighting. And my shield barely has time to deploy before his sword would cleave me in two. The shield rebuffs the blade with a loud clang, but the force is still enough to knock me backwards and off my feet.
"John!"
Adam shouts, and the general, having landed right next to him, takes a moment to kick his son hard across the face. Adam screams, rolling away.
"You are a perpetual disappointment," the general seethes at Adam,
so low I can barely hear his words.
"Stay down, and I may yet show you mercy."
I pop onto my knees quickly, channeling another fireball. The general points his sword at me, and I feel something like a rush of air, almost like the blade is sucking in the energy around it. My fireball gutters and shrinks, forcing me to focus harder to build it bigger. Meanwhile, the grass around the general goes from green to brown, the blade draining the life from it. I haven't seen one of the Moogs armed with a weapon like this since the fight in the woods outside Paradise High.
"Don't let it hit you,"
Adam warns, spitting blood. But his warning is too late. A dagger-shaped bolt of energy tears loose from the general's blade and screams towards me. The energy is black, or more like devoid of any color at all, and changes the very texture of the air that it passes through, sucking up life and oxygen like a mini black hole. I don't have a chance to dodge it. My shield deploys, expanding in the usual umbrella-like way, but immediately turns black and brittle when the general's blast hits it. Frozen like that, my shield slowly begins to crumble, blown away like so much Mogadorian ash. Dark, rust-like veins begin to spread through the bracelet itself, and I hurriedly snap it off before they make contact with my skin. When it hits the ground, my bracelet breaks in half. The general smiles at me again and asks,
"Now will you run?"
Chapter 9. The Mogadorians who are taking cover inside the house start to laugh. One by one they filter onto the porch, eager to get a closer look as their great general dispatches one of the guard. There's a couple dozen of them. The salvage team, plus some warriors and scouts. All of them vat-born. Not exactly the high-priority targets we were hoping for, but that doesn't matter now. There are only two true-born Moogs in Ashwood Estates. One of them is Adam, and he's laid out in the grass just a few yards from me, dark blood dripping from his face. The other is charging right at me. As the general bears down on me, sword leveled at my throat, there's a moment where I think we might have bitten off more than we can chew. Adam and me trying to take on an entire Mogadorian town. But then I remember, it isn't just the two of us. With a shriek, Dust, still in falcon form, dive bombs the general. His talons sink deep into the general's face, the huge Mogadorian grunting in pain before he manages to backhand Dust away. It's exactly the distraction I need. Quickly, I form another fireball and pitch it at the general. This time, he doesn't have a chance to get his sword up, and the fire hits him right in the chest. I expect him to at least be knocked off his feet, but the general merely stumbles back a few steps. The front of his uniform burns away, revealing a carapace of obsidian Mogadorian armor beneath. Dust, stunned by the blow, flops into the grass at the general's feet. He brings his sword down hard at the chimera, but Dust transforms into a snake at the last second and manages to slither through the grass away from the blade. The general, fresh claw marks across his face, swings his gaze back to me.
"Hiding behind your pets," the general bellows. "Disgraceful. Fight me with honor, boy. No more tricks."
I hold up my hand and smile at the general, noticing the birds fluttering in from all sides. "Hold on, just one more trick." And that's when the rhinoceros drops from the sky. One moment the chimera, I'm not even sure which one, is a robin flying innocently above the heads of the Mogadorians. The next, it's a half-ton African rhino belly-flopping on top of them. A couple of the Moogs on the porch are crushed outright, the wood breaking and splintering, the front of the house even sinking a little at the beast's weight. Another Moog is gored by the rhino as it starts to rampage around. The other Moogs spill into the yard, blasters firing. They aren't laughing anymore. This whole noble execution the general had them watching has been ruined by our small army of Chimerae. It's chaos. All around us, birds are morphing into more lethal forms. A bear, a couple of jungle cats, and a lumbering lizard thing that I think is a Komodo dragon. And running down the Mogadorians. I see some of the Chimerae sustain blaster burns as the Moogs fire madly at them, trying desperately to regroup. They won't be able to hold out long. For once, we've got the element of surprise. "Looks like you should be the one running," I yell at the general as I square up with him. Truth be told, I'm not sure what to do with him. He is Adam's father, after all. Adam told me to show no mercy, but it still feels wrong to kill a father in front of his son, even if they are Mogadorians. I glance over to Adam, hoping he'll at least give me a thumbs up or thumbs down, but he's still crumpled in the grass, struggling to pick himself up. Dust is next to him in wolf form, also looking a little beaten up, gently licking Adam's face.
"My name is already written in the histories as a killer of God,"
the general roars back at me, not even caring about the decimation of his men going on behind him.
"If today is the day I die, I will take you with me.
He charges me, sword stabbing right for my sternum. I hold up my arm, expecting my shield to deploy and deflect the blow. It takes me a split second to remember my wrist is bare, my shield destroyed. The general almost skewers me for my over-reliance on my bracelet. I have to spin to the side at the last second and can feel how close I came, his blade tearing through the back of my shirt. The general's sword might miss, but his elbow doesn't. Using his momentum to swing around, he catches me right in the temple. He must be wearing that Mogadorian armor all over his body, because the elbow feels more like a hammer. I stumble to the side, seeing stars. The general slashes at me again, and I just barely manage to lash out with my telekinesis, shoving him backwards. His heels dig up tufts in the grass as he refuses to leave his feet. Instead of charging back at me, the general levels his sword, another mini vortex developing at the blade's tip. I'm caught out. No shield, no cover, and I know I can't let that life-draining energy hit me. I brace myself, ready to dive aside. Before the sword can discharge, the general's right hand explodes. He roars and drops his blade, holding up his hand to look at the nickel-sized hole through the palm that wasn't there a second ago. "Dad says you're welcome," Sam's voice chirps in my ear. I glance over my shoulder to see our van parked on the access road. Malcolm Goods stands next to the driver's side door, using it for cover, as he peers through the scope of his rifle.
"Interlopers,"
the general growls. Before Malcolm can fire another shot, the general takes off at a sprint, using the trash truck for cover. He's surprisingly fast, considering his bulk and that full suit of armor. Well, I'd wanted him to run. I chase after him, thoughts of how he hunted and killed guard fueling me. Out of the corner of my eye, I see a Moog warrior draw a bead on me with his blaster. As he fires, a chimera in the shape of a black panther leaps onto his back. The blast sails wide and ends up shearing in half the chair Dr. Anu used in his experiments. I know our goal was to keep this Moog technology intact. That doesn't matter to me now. I'm seeing red. The general, so proud of killing guard. Killing children. I'm going to write the last chapter in his precious history right now. As I come around the trash truck, I see the general has made it onto the basketball courts and stopped. He beckons me onward, waiting for me at center court. I charge in, ignoring the part of me that knows he's setting me up for some kind of trap. Whatever it is, it won't stop me. The general growls something in Mogadorian. It sounds like a command. Under my feet, beneath the asphalt, a generator of some kind vibrates to life. I feel a static charge as a dome-shaped force field rises up over the basketball court, trapping me with the general. Everything is suddenly very quiet. The noise of the chimera mauling the Mogadorians blocked out by the force field. I take a step away from the nearest wall, sensing the same type of electric jolt that we encountered at the base in West Virginia. I remember how sick I was after that. It took me days to recover, and know that I can't get that close. Even as I'm thinking this, an overeager chimera in the shape of a tiger flings herself at the general. The blue energy repulses the pouncing chimera, shocks her, and leaves her in a convulsing heap on the ground, still very much outside the force field.
"We used to fight piking against each other in this place,"
the general muses, waving his hand at the enclosed space.
"It was a reward for the Vatborn. Pity more of them aren't here to witness today's contest."
"You want some alone time with me? Is that it?" I taunt the general, making sure to put some distance between me and the force field.
"I want to kill you in peace," he replies. with your many friends watching helplessly.
Good luck with that,